KFC Radio Season 2, Episode 11. It's brought to you by 5-4 Club. Your boy KFC has amassed a wonderful wardrobe now because of 5-4. They've sent me warm clothes. They've sent me warm weather clothes, cold weather clothes, hats, scarves, gloves, jackets. They've got a separate company with shoes going now. 5-4 Club is the most exclusive clothing membership you can be a part of right now. The only way you can get these clothes is to sign up and become a member today. They've been around for 14 years, so they're experienced in fashion. They're affordable priced, and like I said, you're going to amass a nice wardrobe of all sorts of different styles. You go to 54club.com and use the promo code KFC at sign up. You're going to get a double package for your first order. That's $240 worth of clothing for just $60. Delivered right to your door. That's how it works. Every month or so, you get a box with a few pieces of clothing so that wardrobe stays updated. Once again, it's 54club.com. Make yourself a style profile where you put in your size and your fashion preference. Use the promo code KFC at sign up and get $240 worth of clothing for just $60. The offer expires at the end of the month, so get it in now. 54 Club, promo code KFC. Let's go.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey!
Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, that. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Bad and Bougie. It was in the news last night because your boy Donald Glover at the Golden Globes. This is the first ever Barstool rap party. We're going to be recapping all the major award show, all the awards shows this season on KFC Radio. The gang was watching last night. There was a lot to get into. A weird night kind of in Hollywood. Nobody really gives a fuck about the actual awards in the Golden Globes. I don't know if anybody really gives a fuck about the awards in general for any of the shows, but it's just about who was hot, who was not, who was funny, who looked terrible, and any weird viral moments that happened. We'll get into all of it, but we got to begin with the most bizarre and unexpected beef to come out of the night. I'm talking about that squinty old-eyed bag of dust Meryl Streep versus the MMA hardos. Whoever had Meryl Streep versus the NFL and mixed martial arts, come on down. You're the big winner. What a weird fucking turn of events that was last night with Meryl Streep. If you missed it last night, here was Meryl Streep after winning some sort of Fugazi Lifetime Achievement Award, and she starts picking a fight with the MMA.
So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
Shut the fuck up, Meryl Streep. Now listen, coming into this, I was completely indifferent to Meryl Streep. I'm also pretty indifferent to MMA as well. And I understand that her joke was like mixed martial arts and that's not an art. I get it. But if this was not some of the most annoying fucking Hollywood garbage, I don't know what is. This old ass bird talking shit on the NFL and sports like there's no sort of value pisses me off. Because yesterday, watching Aaron Rodgers, what he did was pure artwork. You can't tell me otherwise. Watching the rise and fall of Odell Beckham the past couple weeks was some Shakespearean shit, okay? The Deflategate saga that was filled with mystery and intrigue and backstabbing. That's art. Fuck you, Meryl. You've lost the Oscars 15 times. Meryl Streep is 3-for-18 at the Academy Awards, and I know you're not big into sports, Meryl, but a record like that will put you at the bottom of the barrel in any sports league, period. You loser. And then Meryl decided to go in on President-elect Donald Trump.
One performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter. Someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back.
Listen, I'm not going to defend Trump on that front. Any Trump supporter who tries to tell you that he wasn't making fun of that reporter is an idiot. He 100% was, but it's too fucking late, Meryl. It's over, Hollywood. Everyone saw those videos. Everyone knew that story, and it didn't matter. He won. They didn't care. Nobody cared. Because, like I said, for 1,000 times with Lena Dunham, the charmed Hollywood life inside your bougie bubble doesn't represent the majority of America at fucking all. Meryl Streep makes a movie where she plays some stuffy broad with a British accent like once a year. She shows up at the Oscars wearing $150,000 worth of clothes and jewelry and acts like she speaks for America. Guess what, Meryl? Donald was basically one of you. You're cut from the same cloth in that respect, Meryl. I love Devil's Wear Prada. I love Death Becomes Her, but you need to accept your fake award and pipe down.
Well, she's also like the most well-respected or actress like of our generation.
Yeah, also fuck that. How many Meryl Streep movies do
Dude,
you really
I
like?
I fucking love Meryl Streep. I don't know any movies. I don't know any movies, but like she's like the last
I love her as a person.
First of all, you know what her most underrated role is in A Series of Unfortunate Events? She was so fucking good in that. Also, She-Devil. Amazing movie. People also don't talk about that movie. She's an amazing actress.
I'm not saying she's a bad actress. I'm saying arguable. I don't know many of her movies.
She represents, she's like old Hollywood, which I think is so fucking cool.
She's high society, right. Hollywood.
Like every in my mind,
but that's my
everything
point.
She does in just day-to-day life is so dramatic, and that's fucking, I think that's cool as shit.
Like Elizabeth Taylor. Wait, like what?
I don't know. Don't you just think
she's
the
least dramatic actress ever? Like
what?
IRL.
That was.
Did you see last night? She's basically started crying on stage.
That's what I'm talking about. Like her, like when she got on stage, she goes, "Forgive me.
Yeah,
I've lost my voice from screaming and lamentation." I was like, "What does that mean?" But it's awesome.
I don't know what that means either. But she's how is that dramatic?
What the fuck are you talking about? How is
she lost her voice?
Screaming and lamentation.
Come on,
that's dramatic. Are you kidding me?
Also, by the way, that voice just like came back like 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, that was.
Well, that's what happens when you lose your voice. Like when you don't use it for a long time, whatever. Like oh my god!
How
are so irritating.
How is I lost my voice screaming in lamentation,
but like,
not dramatic.
Instead
like,
of
say
making,
I was sad, my fucking friend died this weekend.
She was awarded with like one of those lifetime achievement things,
bullshit,
and she could have. First of all, it's definitely not bullshit, and I was shocked that she hadn't already gotten one. But like
what's the name of the award?
Like the Cecil B. something?
Yeah, nobody fucking knows. This award's fake. Nobody cares.
I knew
about
it.
Every award is fake. That's so fucking annoying. Every award is fake. Every award
not
is
like
made
up.
That was an opportunity.
What's the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Oscar?
Oh, but I'm saying like,
it's made up. They're all made up.
That's what I'm saying. That's a fake award.
They're all fake.
She could have taken that moment and made it like all about her, and instead she decided to say something for people who like don't necessarily have a voice. And
I'm so sick of Meryl Streep acting like she speaks for the people without a voice. Nobody, she does not represent anybody in the fucking world. There's no one in the world that she can speak for. She's Meryl fucking Streep.
She represented herself, and she said something that isn't, like, there's not always a platform to say something like that. And she had one, and she took the opportunity, and instead of being like, thanks, you know, everyone for, like, thinking I'm so great, and let me tell you why I'm so great, she made it totally, like, not about that.
No, I'm with us on that. I think the whole fucking Hollywood's Don't Speak for America is so fucking played out.
I think this is the only time it's ever mattered more.
No, it's every fucking time. Every time this happens, every single actor and actress has worked their whole life to gain a platform. If they want to use that platform to fucking speak on topics they think are important, I'm totally fine with that.
Fine, but don't act like you do speak for these people when you.
Who
live
is she acting
different.
Like she speaks for?
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't say that.
I'm not saying that she stands up there and says I speak for Middle America, but when they present themselves as like so they can't believe this is happening.
She didn't
like,
say
you
she
are
was
so
speaking
out of touch.
For Middle America.
Dude,
she was speaking for the R words.
The whole fucking you're out of touch thing is it holds no water here because you fucking elected Donald Trump. That dude lives in a golden palace. You can't talk about how, oh, I don't like the Hollywood elitist because I'm going to go with Donald fucking Trump.
What he didn't do is present himself as a Hollywood elitist.
But people aren't not voting. People aren't like, that's another thing that's so fucking played out too. Like, this is why Trump won. No one heard Meryl Streep's fucking thing last night.
Of course.
And was like, that's it. I'm going to vote for Trump.
Right.
That's not why Donald
Trump
won. Because Hollywood celebrities speak their minds.
Although I do think some people looked at Lena Dunham and were like, I'm going to go vote for Trump.
I hate Lena Dunham.
Like out of spite.
No one hates Lena Dunham more than me. I didn't go vote for fucking Donald Trump.
I bet you there's some people out there did.
But like, that's, it's so, Everything about everything is so annoying. That's just a fact of life. Everything about everything is so annoying.
So annoying. Right? Put that on the fucking tombstone right there. We're going to talk later about when we die, what we're going to do, and that I'm gonna put that on your tombstone.
Please.
Everything about everyone is so fucking annoying.
Everything about everyone, everything. So, like, I totally, what Meryl Streep did when she went after MMA was bullshit. You can say these things matter. Like, Black Lives Matter isn't Black Lives Matter. Blue lives don't.
Right.
You can just say, this shit's important. So you say, the arts matter.
Don't shit on sports.
Right, and you don't have to shit on football and MMA.
Yeah.
You can just say, care about the arts.
Right.
It was weird that she said that.
So
the MMA
weird.
Thing.
The MMA I kind of get because I do think there was supposed to be a loose connection with art.
Right.
It was throwing in the NFL was weird. But that's a stuffy old bitch who doesn't like sports.
But,
it was also like, was it meant to be like a win for the theater kids opposed to the jocks?
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Like, that's the only thing I can think of, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm like, I didn't really have an opinion on Meryl Streep. I'm not going to like crusade against her. I don't really care that much. But I was like, what are you talking about? This is weird. It was weird. The whole thing was weird to me.
It was, but I mean, the rest of it was pretty, and that's the thing that sucks about the internet too, is people latch onto that and it drowns out the rest of it was pretty good. The rest of it was respect people with mental disabilities.
Right.
Make sure the freedom of foreign press stays
right.
intact.
I mean,
pretty important parts.
I'm not rallying against her causes here. I just think that she, to me, represents like the character she played in Devil Wears Prada, where it's like this fucking like untouchable, unattainable old Hollywood, super rich grandma, like Queen of England.
Well,
also,
she is all those
way,
things.
She is right. all those things. And what when people like our boy Robbie Fox last night? What the fuck was that?
What did he say?
Just he had this huge. He posted a huge MMA blog of like defending the MMA from fucking Meryl Streep.
And that's why I love
it. Was actually,
like, what is going on here?
It was actually very similar to what you just did. But with the people who are.
Well, he is the resident
MMA
guy.
I know,
so
you expect him to
time to shine.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Meryl, yes!
Finally!
I wanted to post the wake-up or to save the wake-up this morning, and I saw a blog post. I was like, Robbie Fox just
coming in hot.
Posting his own blogs now. Intern Robbie, okay. The fact that Meryl Streep has even been nominated for 19 Oscars is insane.
Dude, you gotta have a better win percentage in my
no,
book.
No, that's
three?
So stupid. You
three
can't
for
actually,
18.
You can't actually think that.
No, but I was shocked that she okay. lost 15 times.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
nobody talks about that.
It's not crazy, first of all, but it is.
It's pretty
I did
crazy.
Think that she had one
crazy
more.
I'm not saying crazy as in how dare they do that to her. I'm just saying that's so impressive.
Yo,
that is
yo,
really impressive.
It's crazy. It's crazy that she's lost that many times. She's the greatest actor ever, and she's only won 3 out of 18. That's crazy.
How many has Tom Hanks won? Like Tom Hanks,
right? He's probably like 3 for 4.
No, he's
has won the most? Do
I remember
even
way
know?
Back in the day, Bill Simmons did something where he compared those two as the two greatest actors and actresses, and they were pretty comparable everywhere up and down, I believe.
Who has the most Oscars in general?
Wait, are we talking about Golden Globes or Oscars right now?
Oscars.
The Golden Globes are just like the drunk uncle,
right? That shit's fake.
No, because it includes television.
Yeah, but no, but the Golden Globes, if I had to choose to go to an award show, are hands down the one I go to. But that's because it's the fun uncle.
Yeah, so
no,
here, so,
wait, what? Really? I would choose, like, the VMAs.
Oh, nah, that's too kiddie free. The Golden Globes are the only one you can drink
it's
at.
It's for babies.
The Golden Globes, you got a fucking table of food and booze, and you're just partying.
Yeah, you're right.
It should be better. Than it is, though. Like,
I feel like this year was a down year.
Yeah,
I think
last year
is
people
better.
Were shit-faced.
Yeah.
Like, people were bombed on it.
Although people were talking nonstop whenever everyone got on stage.
It's
it
like
was
nobody
still
cares.
Just, yeah.
Nobody cares.
Shut up! Let me get some more champagne over here.
Yeah. All right. Let's relax with the... So, also, I'm looking up the Oscars here. Catherine Hepburn has the most ever with 4. So, the
okay,
fact that
cares?
Glenn... Meryl Streep has 3 is like...
She'll definitely get another one before she dies.
I don't know. Maybe she'll just lose another fucking 15.
No, she'll get another one. She'll at least die the year that she did a movie, and then they'll give it to her post. You know what I mean?
Posthumously,
yeah.
100%. Yeah. All right, we're done with our politics. We're going to get into the rest of the Golden Globes. Who was pretty? Who was sexy? All the Hollywood
The real
talk.
Politics.
The real politics of Hollywood. So we're going to get into, I have 10 questions from the Golden Globes brought to you by Blue Apron. Now, I'm a dad now. I got a house. I can't order Seamless anymore. I can't get my food delivered by Postmates. I got to cook for me and my wife and my kids. So I'm going with Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. They make home cooking accessible for everyone. You don't need to have any skills in cooking. You don't need to know what you're doing. They will deliver a box of fresh ingredients with recipes and instructions right to your house so you know exactly how to cook it. It's high quality ingredients. You have no skills necessary. And if you're like me, you don't have time, you got your job, you got your kid, you can't get delivery. This is the best way to cook high quality meals for you and your fam. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. And, you know, you're going to be happy with the results. So go to blueapron.com and use the promo, blueapron.com/KFC. And you're going to get your first three meals for free with free shipping. That's blueapron.com/KFC for three free meals. Forget about Merrill. Forget about Trump. Forget about all that nonsense. We got to talk about Dr. House's hair. That was a catastrophe.
That's the worst hair I've ever seen.
That was the worst hair I've ever seen. Me and you texted on the side fights. You said it best. You were like, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
I don't.
What?
You have to know. Going into that, Hugh Lowry, Dr. House has to know. I gotta stare at the fucking ceiling.
All the way up. All the way up.
Get an X up there, have my mark, and I'm just looking at that.
Chin up.
That's it.
But isn't that exactly the kind of balding you don't know about?
Unless you get on national television and put your head down, stare at the fucking floor. It's if I could use an analogy from way back in the day when I used to do exercises, when you do squats, you're supposed to find a spot on the wall and just stare at it.
Right.
Lowry's got to know.
Look at that wall,
bitches
bro.
Bitches up in the balcony, I got you. That's who I'm looking at.
Shout out to the people in the back row.
There's no way you can look down knowing that.
Dude, it looked like someone set his head on fire. It looked like his hair was on fire.
Like, I see. Like this is like another time that you guys really fucking notice that a man is balding, and I'm like, meh.
It was big news.
Yo, I don't think
remember
that
Home Alone
being...
when they have Marv's hat?
Yes.
It looks like his hair was Marv's hat, and just the top was taken off. It's crazy. That's what he went on stage looking
like. Dude, like, he's got to know that. He's got to know that he can't put
you guys
head
are
down.
Bald shaming.
Oh. Fucking
if
God.
We were talking about a chick and like something about her right now, this would be so fucked up and wrong.
Yeah, well, that's why double standards are awesome. Double standards are a beautiful thing.
But also reversely, someone who I thought you guys would totally be talking about was Jake Gyllenhaal, who has so much hair that it like almost reaches his eyebrows.
That I didn't notice. I don't notice the three heads.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my God, every single person from Barstool is going to be tweeting this. And then no one did. And then everyone was talking about houses.
I didn't notice. I don't know. The three heads outside of my room. The three heads so rare, it's not something I pick up on.
Right. No one's like, yo, that guy's hairline is extra, extra strong.
You only notice when it's slightly bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Slightly bad. Yo. Did we watch the same person?
Okay, so hold on. What's better? Houses. Like total baldness or like John Travolta's wig?
That's a great question.
Because Travolta's wig, he should be able to like afford a better wig.
Yeah,
his
wig
plugs
is terrible.
Or like
yeah, he needs to like have.
Like you know who has the best plugs?
Tom Brady.
Okay, I didn't even know he had them.
Right, so that's how good. Bitch. That's how good they are.
Okay, you know what? You know who else? Steve Carell.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
has the best. Yeah. In season one of The Office, he was like bald.
Yes.
What's his name too? Ari Gold. Same thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Jeremy Piven.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever.
So
Travolta's
like, why
doing.
Doesn't Travolta?
That's crazy.
He has way more money than them combined.
But he also just struts out there with his wig on, and he's just a total weirdo, and everyone's just like, okie dokie. I don't know what's going on there.
It's probably a religious thing. To be totally
Scientology,
honest,
you're not allowed to do it.
It's probably
something with Scientology. Can't.
You're so right. Or maybe he's like, he can't do the anesthesia that goes, like, that requires
right.
going under or
I'm
whatever.
I'm sure it's a weird Scientology thing. I would not be surprised by that one bit.
That's so true. But Tom Cruise, does he?
I don't think he's ever had plugs. That dude hasn't aged.
Yeah, he's not human.
Yeah.
he's like the Scientology
he
robot.
He is Xenu.
Right, whatever. Right. From Hugh Lowry's hair, we move on to point number two. Ryan Reynolds' spray tan was aggressive.
It wasn't great.
It was not great.
But here's the thing with just everything about last night. If you didn't have a spray tan, you looked like you were a goddamn ghost.
Right.
Like Matt Damon was up there looking like it was Jordan's flu game for him. And then fucking whatever the dude who, I mean, this isn't much of a shocker, but the writer of La La Land,
I mean, he looked like he hit crack 10 minutes ago.
You know, that's so funny you said that, because I was like, this guy looks like he does heroin.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean it as like a mean thing. I was just like,
he looks like, that was just a factual statement.
Like someone I would know in real life.
And it was everyone up there who wasn't fake tanned looked like Dennis and Dee waking up a day late for their doctor's appointment. And then everyone who had a tan looked orange.
It also may have been makeup, because I didn't notice. Wait, Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I always confuse the two.
Yep.
But
why?
We'll
talk about that after.
They're both super hot fucking guys.
Yeah.
I don't think they look alike at all.
I don't think they look alike. They're just. No.
Oh, they totally look alike.
Definitely not.
No, I don't think so.
When I think of one of their faces, I can't remember the other one. Anyways, but I noticed on Justin Theroux, like, his foundation was showing so much in that light. And, like, the number one thing I hate is when you can tell that dude.
He looked weird. I think he usually has some stubble or something. He looked fucking strange last night.
It was, yeah, like, I don't know. But that lighting was terrible. And now you guys know how I feel in this room all the time.
It was the first time in my life, and maybe it's just because I've recently met Asa, and I've been hearing a lot about lighting, but it was the first time in my life I was ever thinking to myself, what the fuck is going on with this lighting right now? It was
crazy. Everybody looked like trash.
And
that's the hottest people in the world.
There's an episode of 30 Rock where Liz Lemon pays off the lighting people to make sure it looks like shit on stage so Jenna doesn't come and rush it. And it was that last night.
Yep.
It was someone had paid off someone to make every Hollywood. Maybe it was this whole left of the celebrity elitist thing. They're like, we want to look like shit, like you normal fucking people.
Like
so,
you poor hicks in
like
middle
you,
America.
You
goddamn
we're going to be ugly rednecks.
And fat.
So I'll make sure we all look like shit tonight. That's what it was. Because they all looked heroin, crack. I don't know the exact drug that
it
makes you look
so
like a ghost.
Bad.
But they looked like that one.
You'd mentioned him a minute ago. Ryan Gosling. Did Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone bang? Have they ever banged?
I have a theory. Crazy, stupid love,
whatever, which is a fire movie.
I don't think they're banging, but I think they banged. Because I think it's impossible for two people to play lovers in a movie and not bang.
I'm kind of with that.
Like, you're a bad actor if you don't. Kind of, right?
You're not dedicated to your craft.
Yeah.
You don't fuck the other hot person.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis definitely fucks
an actor.
Yeah, I mean, he must, right?
Like Daniel Day-Lewis, I think, actually fucks girls in the movies. It's like porn. I think there's actual penetration.
I agree.
I think that there's always enough chemistry for these actors, and it's like maybe some of them are strong enough to just be like, nope, we're out of here. Like I'm not going to do it. But it's always there. And I don't know when they did their first movie, if they were like with people or when Eva Mendes came into the picture. I think at some point they probably banged.
Oh, wait. What was the first movie they did?
Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh.
A classic.
Awesome.
So then they definitely banged because they agreed to work together.
Right.
And they, although would that all that could work the other way around, right? If they just didn't have sex?
Oh, like, so
like if they did
the
have
chemistry's still there. Like, right. The tension's still there.
And then Ryan Gosling gets up there and lays it on thick with the Eva Mendes speech.
Oh, I loved
it.
Like,
that sounds like a dude who's maybe banging other chicks. I don't know.
It was, I loved it.
You can always tell who's been caught cheating by their award speech. Like when Ben Affleck was like, remember when he won the Oscar for Best Director or something? And he said all that stuff about Jennifer Garner. And he's like, marriage is hard, but you just have to keep working at it.
2 minutes
it's
later.
It's like you 100% were just in trouble.
That's what I'm saying, man. Anytime I post like a sappy Instagram or something, everyone's like, oh, KFC's in the doghouse. What'd you do, bro? What'd you say wrong? Anytime you overtly go out of the way to talk nicely about your significant other, specifically your wife, you done fucked up. Like, Eva Mendes is probably like, you fucked Emma Stone. You better go up to the Golden Globes and say some nice shit about me. That is, I think it's the most like subtly guilty move ever.
I love when a white person is giving a speech to and they start to mention their family and then just Gosling from the clouds is like, and my two daughters, Isabella
and Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. That shit was
That's a weird couple, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's an awesome couple.
Ew.
I was getting so mad about the Emma Stone shit last night. Fuck you. Leave Ryan and Eva alone. I'm all in on that.
I love weird couples like Chelsea Handler and 50 Cent, mm-hmm. J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Asa Kira and Glennie Balls.
Salma Hayek and Ed Norton. But that is one, Eva Mendes, Ryan, whatever. I don't see it happening. Like,
long term. They have
two shit.
They've been together for like 5 years.
Yeah, just, I'm not into
They're two super hot, quiet people. They'll work.
No, they won't. No. Every Hollywood eventually. It will work longer
than. That's such a fucking cliche thing. It won't work. It won't work. That's so easy to just call every single.
Even Melanie Griffith and Antonio whatever.
Dude, Hollywood's 0 for a million.
Okay, so when they're 70, maybe.
I'm just playing the numbers here.
I think two pretty quiet, reserved people can make it.
Has anybody watched The Night Manager? Do we have to watch
this
show?
No, but now we have to.
Are we going to have to do it as like a show that we discuss and talk about?
Yeah. Because I heard it's exactly what The Crown was, where I actually was in on it. I might have even blogged about it when I first saw the trailer, and because it's kind of a British 007, or I mean that is.
Oh, it's British.
That is, it's a BBC. It's Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Lowry, it was. I think they showed it on A&E or something like that. But I missed the first episode, and then I kind of just never cared enough to follow up on that. But I guess I do now.
I know. I mean, I was surprised.
I heard
much
it was kind
was
of
getting.
Like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. I heard it was kind of like that, where it's a spy movie, but it's not.
I
really,
did not like that.
I didn't like that either.
I think I bailed on that.
Yeah.
I was like in the theater, and I was like, "Fuck this movie, I'm out of here." Donald Glover representing for the black people last night. There was like a little black section last night. Blackish won, and then Donald Glover won. All of a sudden, black people took over the Golden Globes, which was kind of wild. Because the Golden Globes is pretty much as cream cheese white as it can get. Donald Glover hops up on stage.
You can't say take over when it's two things. That's like...
I mean, there was like a solid 10 minutes in a row where it was speeches from black people winning.
Out of like 3 hours.
Whatever. That doesn't usually happen.
Golden Globe. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Golden Globe, so black.
You're not saying how dare they. You're just saying that was out of the ordinary.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I was happy about
it. Yeah, no,
I was cool with
it. I noticed, for sure.
Okay, you're racist if you didn't notice.
I'm not saying I didn't notice. I'm just saying it wasn't like a takeover. That's like
perhaps.
Trump saying by a landslide.
Perhaps if we break down the percentage of time between white people and black people, yes. Maybe the white people would have won. You're right.
I loved how, I don't know who did what on Moonlight, but I did love how Moonlight, the black movie, finally won. And then just some white chick talk first.
She may have been
the director. I don't know.
And she was also like the only white person on stage.
Yeah. She's like, give me that fucking mic. Trump won, bitch. I'm speaking.
Fuck you, Meryl. So Donald Glover gets up on stage, shouts out all the black people in Atlanta, and then goes on to just thank Migos. He's like, they have nothing to do with the show. I just like that song. It's one of the best songs I've ever heard. And instantly becomes a black Twitter legend. I mean,
I'd love for that to become a trend where people just get up there and
talk about whatever they want.
And fuck. Whoa, is that what you'd like, Kevin?
Well, because somebody did.
No, what I want.
If you're funny.
What I was referring to is I just want people to start thinking, like, fuck the list you're about to read of these names.
Yeah, nobody.
I'm not
going
to leave
a
fuck about.
Make a universal rule: no more lists allowed.
Yeah.
Because if everyone does it, then it'll be okay.
Right.
But if only a few people do it, then those few people are dicks.
Just give a blanket, like, thank you to everyone who like helped me on this project.
Yeah.
And then you're up there, you're just like, listen, man, I was eating a lot of mac and cheese while I was shooting this, so shout out to Kraft. fucking loving pizza. Papa John, you do it right, man. And you just thank things you like.
Yes.
Well, no,
Migos,
because
love
so
you, much more interesting.
Then people are going to be paying.
That's
fair point.
Like
fair
Papa
point.
John's.
Yeah, then
would,
it becomes.
We could, Barstool Sports
then
could
we lose
pay.
Really, we lose the beauty of the Golden Globe
acceptance speeches. But Donald Glover, are you a Donald Glover fan?
Been a huge Donald Glover guy
I'm
for a while.
I'm a huge Donald Glover
I
fan.
I've fallen off his music a bit. I haven't listened to
the
music.
He got a little
as much.
Weird with it, too.
But I've always been. When he first came out, I thought he was a great, great rapper. I'm sure he
early,
still is.
Early Childish Gambino is incredible.
I hear that. People who I think there was people kind of there was a backlash against him for a little while, like 2 years ago, and I think people are still kind of recovering from that. But he was hysterical in Community. He wrote 30 Rock or he wrote on 30 Rock. Yep. He's fucking
created this show, won awards for it, and he's 33.
Wildly talented.
Are you a fan of him?
Yeah, I was a Community fan, so yeah.
I mean, he is like way ahead of schedule as far as
I thought. Did you guys see Magic Mike 2? Well,
yes. Yes, he did. He was in that.
Why was he in that?
I forgot about that. He was.
Why not?
He was not great in that role. I don't think anybody was great in that role.
He's so not like the male stripper type.
He's uncomfortably skinny.
And his rapping isn't good enough. If I wanted a lap dance
from Childish Gambino, I'd go get one of those science room skeletons and just rub it all over my body. I don't need that, man. Bring in the hunk.
It should have been, yeah, like Tyson Beckford or like.
Maybe that's why they did it.
Oh, nah. Dude, I don't know if this is on the list. So I'm going to bring it up real quick because that name reminded me of it. Aaron Tyler Johnson.
Who's that?
That's the dude from Nocturnal Animals. The dude he won early.
For what?
Nocturnal Animals.
But like,
what's his deal though? What about him?
Like, is he an actor?
During his speech, he said, "And thanks to my four kids," and my head almost snapped.
Oh yeah, he's like 26 and has four kids.
I was
right?
like, "Wait, that dude has four kids?" And when he was 18, he married the director of the movie he was working on, who was 42.
Oh, that's wild.
I love that. I mean, look at him. He's really hot.
He's gorgeous. And I was like, why is this 26-year-old up here talking about his four kids with his 49-year-old wife? What the fuck is that all about?
Yo, you know who else is gorgeous and needs to be way more famous? Chris Pine. That guy is as handsome as it gets.
Chris Pine is famous.
No, he needs to be
Tim Riggins is the one that really needs to be more famous.
No, Chris. I think
we shouldn't even be calling him
Tim
Riggins. Tim
Riggins.
That's how hot he is.
Chris Pine. I said when he came out, it was giving him the distinguished salt and pepper look was giving Durant to the Warriors. That was some bullshit.
But the Teen Wolf look was a bit much. The beard look last night was wild. Wow. Everybody's got the big thick
beard.
I love.
Has a beard.
Shout out to all the Boston guys having stringy ones too, because I've been looking for a reason to keep this, just not shave this. So I'm gonna.
It's a Boston thing?
Like, yeah, me and Casey Affleck.
Yeah. You fuck you guys. We got stringy beards.
We all look like fucking crap.
Wait, you consider that a beard?
No. I don't consider this
I mean,
a beard.
I'm not even saying it like offensively because I'm not necessarily a beard fan.
No.
Chris Pine is obviously a famous guy, but he needs to be like Brad Pitt famous. He's like the best looking dude in the world.
He does some good. He's pretty good, too. He was. Star Trek's good. I mean, he does a lot of big stuff. I guess maybe in the nerd community. He was in the Finest Hours on Netflix. That's a good fucking flick. Hell or High Water was
right. That was what he was
awesome.
There for.
That's
yeah.
what I was just thinking of. Yeah.
I'm just realizing I don't know anything with him.
He's actually now that we're running through the list, he's really good.
Yeah, but he's. But you know what I mean? He's not like a true household name.
Definitely not.
But he's a fucking stunner. Sofia Vergara gets up there with her big old tits. Pretty like subdued.
You know what?
Usually they're on display and everyone makes the Golden Globes joke. Like, oh, those
are
Golden
you
Globes.
Beat me to the game. Can I have a joke to tell, please? That with that dress.
Speaking of
folks,
Golden Globes.
Folks, those are the Golden Globes.
Nailed it. So then she gets up there and just.
Spent all night writing that.
The little teleprompter joke that she read was. An anal joke. She said, like, it's the anal tradition here at the Golden Globes. Oh, I mean the anus tradition. She, like, winks at the camera. Kind of went under the radar. I was like, that's a little wild that they just, like, played on her, like, not really being able to speak English or read and then had
they
the hot chick talk about
anal. They always do that.
Anal.
They always do that with her. Like, okay, first of all, nobody loves an anal joke like me. Like, I'm so excited anytime anybody says anal. Like, that's very exciting to me. And I was really surprised they would do it on network television. But I think I think it's so offensive that they do that to her every fucking year. Like,
is this a common thing?
Here's the deal.
It's a thing that they do every year with her. It's either an accent thing or the fact that she can't speak English or it's just that, like, she's so hot, which I guess.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are the three things that Sofia Vergara is.
And also,
the
Sophia
accent,
Vergara,
she can't really talk and she's super hot.
Sofia Vergara is a superstar. If they're not doing these things to her, if she doesn't want to do it, she says, fuck you, no.
Right, that's true.
That's true.
So she's just down.
But
she knows her strengths. She's got the funny accent. She's like kind of that ditzy Spanish thing.
I think the joke has gotten old for me is what it is then.
I thought that the anal twist was a little full out of the
I like it because Latin American women, not many people know this, they all have anal sex. Every single one of them.
That is true. They do it before vaginal sex.
Yeah.
That is science.
That's every single one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have it backed up now because I've been saying it for a while. One thing I've learned through pornography is if you have a vowel at the end of your name, you like it in the ass. That's just a fact.
I have a vowel at the end of my first and last name.
Fact.
And I.
Oh, and then you. So you do double anal.
I was gonna say when you have it doubly so, it's a real game changer.
Still true.
Still true. Please. Yeah, I think it's because they have like big fat asses, and it's like people want to see you get fucked in the ass.
No. It's much more logical than that. It's because they're Christians.
Yeah, this is real logical.
And so hard. I'm telling you.
No, I know what you're about to say.
The 2 years that I went to New York public school, there were a lot of Puerto Ricans, and all the girls were saving their vaginal virginity for marriage, and therefore they were just getting fucked in the ass every day.
Isn't that the fucking craziest thing in the world?
It's the craziest thing in the world.
It's the most backwards logic ever. When chicks are like, I'm a virgin, but you can butt fuck me.
When I was in high school, one of the kids on our hockey team, he was dating a girl like that. And they snuck into her dorm one night, and she offered up her ass, and he didn't have anything but cologne on him. So they used cologne as lube.
That's the anti-lube. That's alcohol.
That's anti-lube?
I mean, it's the literally, it's the opposite of lube.
It certainly doesn't
it's
feel
alcohol.
Slippery.
No, it dries you out.
Well, I guess it turns out these high school kids weren't great at anal sex then.
Shocking.
Actually, there was, until recently, there was a girl that I worked with. I think she was either Puerto Rican or Dominican, and she only did anal in porn, and she was a vaginal virgin.
I like when you say vaginal virgin.
Well, that's what she was.
No, I don't mean I like the way you say it. I don't like the phrase of it. Vaginal virgin.
Because it's your G thing.
It's your G
vaginal
thing.
Vaginal virgin.
It's a vaginal virgin.
She was a vaginal virgin.
There you go. Awesome. Say it like a white man, girl.
Anyways.
Wait, so she's in porn.
Yeah.
And
she only does anal. And you know what's the worst thing about her?
What a terrible job.
Because once you have anal sex like 20 times, it doesn't hurt anymore. And it starts to feel really good.
Yo, 20?
Yeah, like 20. And it has to be in a short amount of time, too. It can't be like 20 over like 3 years.
I didn't know 20 was there's nothing in this world I've ever done. And I was like, all right, only 19 more times and this won't suck.
That's not true. You chew tobacco.
I liked it for the first time.
Really?
Yeah, people say they puke the first time. I pretty much give everything one try, and if it's not for me, then I'm done with it.
You could like never do heroin then.
That's okay.
Heroin's
something you have to work at?
Yeah, you get sick the first few times. Anyway.
If they're really try to get addicted to heroin.
So this girl, she only did anal, and she didn't shave her asshole.
Oh my!
Which drove me insane. It's like, if you're only gonna do anal, definitely shave your asshole.
Absolutely atrocious.
I mean, if you're gonna do porn, definitely shave your asshole.
If you're gonna be a woman, definitely shave your asshole.
God almighty.
Yeah, all of those things.
Goodness gracious. All right, that's it for the Barstool Rap Party. It was brought to you by SeatGeek. If you're not going to sit around and watch movies like bums watching TV like us, you want to get out there and see live events, live music, live sports, SeatGeek is the best way to get your tickets. It's a free app that compiles all the tickets on the secondary market into one easy-to-read chart where you know exactly what you're paying, exactly what you're going to get for your dollar spent. Like I said, all the best concerts, all the best sporting events, this is the way to get your tickets. They have a 100% guarantee, no fraudulent tickets, and the easy-to-read chart will let you know what's a good price, what's a bad price, what's a fair price, and everything in between. You're always going to get the best deal. And so right now, if you use my promo code KFC, you're going to get $20 back on your first purchase. So go download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter the promo code KFC, and SeatGeek will send you $20 directly to your PayPal account once you've made your first ticket purchase. So buy your tickets, get money back. There's no reason not to use it. Download the free SeatGeek app and enter the promo code KFC today. Last Friday, a little bit of news broke late. Carrie Fisher was cremated, and they put her ashes in an urn that looks like a Prozac pill. As a big shout-out to all of her efforts with mental health, and I guess she's a big fan of Prozac and medication. So I started tweeting about it, and I got a lot of people chiming in. If you were to die and be cremated, what would you want your ashes in?
Can I just, like, real quick here, you know what really sucks for me?
What?
So I'm Japanese, and we all get cremated.
A word? That's a thing?
Really?
Automatically? In Japan, yeah, automatically. Like, that's what we do. And like, we have this tradition where the funeral consists of taking the dead body to the cremation place, like the oven. You watch it go in, and then you, it's like part of the saying goodbye process. And then when the body is done burning, it, like, they take it out of the drawer, and then the family stands around, and you pack the ashes and bones into the urn. Together. And it's weird. It sounds weird, but it's like the norm.
I get it. I can see
it. Yeah, it's like the ultimate saying goodbye. Yeah.
I mean, all the shit that every custom's weird.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Sit around with a dead body in a box for a few days and look at it.
Yeah. But what sucks for me is if I go that route, my implants aren't going to burn. And it's going to be so awkward. Like, people are definitely going to be like, okay, so who's going to put the implant in? Do we put it in the urn or do we throw them away? Does someone want to keep them? is my dad going to be the one to put my implants in the urn? It's going to be this whole awkward process.
They don't burn at all? They're completely fireproof?
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't that suck?
You need a buddy. You need a friend to run in there real quick and grab them, and then family can do the ashes.
But yeah, everything happens right in front of your eyes, though. Maybe I'll get them removed before I die.
Yeah, why not?
I guess.
When you're old as shit, it won't matter
anymore.
It would
suck to die with small tits, though.
You
can stuff a... I guess your corpse doesn't really matter because no one's going to look at that. Okay.
Like with tissues?
Yeah, I was going to say you can stuff it. Cause
back to high school.
Yeah, you're not getting fucked then. That's what the worry is, right?
Stuff a bra. No big deal.
I'll just wear a Victoria's Secret bombshell bra. what would I want my urn to look like? Is that the question?
Yep. Fights, I feel like I know your answer.
I don't. So what do you have?
A football?
I was going to say a giant thing.
What is it, like a football? No.
Well, now you can't
say
it.
Either. I think a tin would be so lame. I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, but if it represents you like just a giant, a fucking human-sized skull tin.
You know what it would be? It would be my trash barrel by my desk. Because that's got,
You do always say, Frank from Always Sunny, when I die, just throw me out with the trash.
Yeah, and then so that's even perfect now, too, because it's my trash barrel. And every day when I look down at it, I want to take a picture of it, because it's just so disgusting. It's a bag of Doritos, fucking huge bag of Milk Duds, fucking spitter, empty tin, just...
And that's where you want it to go?
That represents me.
That's John.
That's me.
No,
just take the ashes.
I'm a big old bag of trash.
No, that's not true.
He's so self-loathing. It's unbelievable. It is almost impossible to hate yourself as much as John hates himself. It's incredible. It's a talent. That's an art. Hey, Meryl Streep, that's a fucking art, okay? This guy hates himself. Give him the Academy Award of hating himself. It's crazy. What do you want to be in?
I don't know. I really don't know.
A candle?
A
little candle jar?
I don't want any candles anywhere near me.
Well, for your cremation, at least you need to get burned by a million candles.
No.
All your leftover Asakura candles.
No, stop. Don't even say that. Don't even put that into the universe.
Like a Viking funeral. Yeah. You get what is it called? A tear?
The pyre.
Pyre.
First of all, it would take so long for candles to burn a body.
Not when you have 10,000 of them.
5,000.
5,000, pardon me. Excuse me. What would we put Asa in? It would have to just be like a porn DVD or something.
Or like a fleshlight.
Yeah, there you go.
.com/Asa.
A condom.
No, ew. Wait. Never mind. Edit. I don't know. You know, I would want something way more romantic. Like, whoever I'm married to then, I would want them to
Shout out to Tony.
Well, no, I mean... Okay, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Also, can we just edit the whole last minute out? It's just that I always imagine myself to be one of those people who gets married 9 times. That's why I said that. But I don't know. I'd want them to do an Angelina Jolie and wear it in a vial around their neck or something.
Mm, so
something romantic.
Something real crazy.
Romantic. Yeah.
Yeah, you're into the crazy folk too. That's cool. I actually had that moment last night with Felicity Jones. When Felicity Jones came out and just had that I'm a British bitch look, and one night when you're deep in REM cycle, I'm probably going to go through your phone and then cut your throat. I love it.
I know. I
was all over it. I was like, God.
The way that tweet.
Lizzie Jones, I'm into it, babe.
The last however many characters of that tweet, I love it. I was like, yeah, this girl's definitely crazy. Oh, John loves her. Okay. Yep.
See, you guys can't talk shit about us being crazy and then say things like that because it's mixed messages.
I don't talk too much shit about it. Usually when I'm talking about crazy, I'm usually talking about.
Like a compliment?
Being turned on, yeah.
Yeah, and when John talks about crazy, he's as fucking thrilled as it gets.
Okay.
What would you put me in if I died and I got cremated? I feel like this game is like, better when you tell what other people would be put in.
Yeah.
As opposed to what yourself would be put in.
I feel like you'd want to be in, like, the TV museum or something. Somewhere you could watch TV for eternity.
But what would my actual urn be? A TV?
No.
Would be in a TV-shaped urn?
A sofa, maybe?
A couch? A couch urn?
I think a couch is really all the only option here.
Yeah. Or, you know what? Any urn. Just put it on a sofa.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Just sprinkle my ashes on a sofa. Yeah. Just a dirty, dusty, ashy sofa. That works.
Wait, what do you want?
There was a long period of time in my life where you could definitely put me in a Bud Light bottle. Not so much anymore.
Not
but
even
for
a
solid
Budweiser?
Like, no, specifically a Bud Light.
Why?
I just drank a fucking shit ton of it for like 15 straight
years.
I
don't know anything about. What? Why do people, wait, is it light in alcohol or light in calories?
Here's what's crazy about you. It's like, yeah, I know you don't drink, but you treat alcohol like you're from outer space and you can't even wrap your brain around
but
it.
But why would I know that?
I don't know. Just from like,
I'm like
living
never...
on Earth. And
no,
like being...
why would I know that?
Because like, but like light is just like a concept of like.
Light in alcohol or light in
well,
calories?
Everything
or
else,
light in flavor?
Everything light. Is light in what?
Well, decaf is light in caffeine.
Right. So, well.
Okay.
Just...
Fair point. I was
bitch. Fuck. Damn.
I mean, like, I understand what
so
you mean by diet.
Bud Light's thing is drinkability, which is like you can drink a shit ton of it because it's like it goes down easier and it's less calories and it is a little less. Yes, it's less alcoholic than like.
Oh, it is.
Well, it's light.
It's standard for like mass drinking. You know, you get like an IPA beer that's like 9%
alcohol.
So
more people drink Bud Light than Budweiser?
Yes.
Oh, that's actually really surprising to me.
Yeah, Bud Light's probably the most popular beer in the world.
Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, there was like 15 years where I was drinking that, where you could just stuff me into a 12-ouncer and put that top back on. But not so much anymore, so I don't know what my, you know, what it's going to be from here on out. Maybe a donut box or some shit. Throw me in a fucking Entenmann's box.
Oh, no. That's your donut of choice?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big white trash donut guy.
Is that your donut of choice?
I don't have a donut of choice. But no, it would not be that. My donut of choice is what everyone's around.
The rich chocolate frosted Entenmann's donut.
That
is
definitely
so
the best store-bought snack.
Fucking good.
Yeah, I know.
I've been eating them since I could eat, and they taste better every single time I eat them. They don't get old. They don't get old. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I agree with you that those are delicious, but like as far as donuts go, I wouldn't even put them in the top 10.
Why don't you get out of my fucking studio? Get off this podcast right now. Hit me up. Tweet at me. I got a lot of funny people were chiming in with things they wanted to be put into. Some people were saying a Slim Jim wrapper, an Arizona iced tea jug. Somebody said, put my ashes in a Girls Gone Wild VHS tape. That's a good one. I want my ashes in a DVD of Home Alone 2. I definitely get down with that.
These are all terrible.
Funnel my ashes into a Capri Sun pouch. That's a good one. Come on. That's a good one.
Capri Sun pouch, pretty good one.
That's a great one.
When I told my mom about the Prozac, she went, oh, my God, that's so mean. I was like, Mom, do you think they did this without her blessing?
Gotcha, Carrie.
It's like a final prank.
Her husband was out there like, this goddamn bitch. She had me picking these up at the fucking pharmacy at 2 a.m. Oh, you want to go with one of these? I carry. Fucking punching it in. What's wrong with you, Mom?
Oh, my God.
How fucked up do you think that relationship was?
Oh, my God. I love it. All right, yeah, so tweet at me what would you want your ashes to be put into? I think it's an interesting question. It says a lot about
you. Do you guys
want to
be cremated?
I don't give a shit.
We're going to talk about it because I think there's an interesting debate. We kind of talked about your organs and shit mm-hmm. earlier. I'm going to get into that in a second. First, though, shout out to my man, Hugh Lowry. You need to holler at Pura Dior and get yourself some shampoo that prevents hair thinning, because you're a great actor. We enjoyed House. Sounds like the night manager was great, but that lettuce is struggling and needs all the help it can get. Pura de Or is shampoo that leaves your hair shiny and healthy, and also has been proven to help hair thinning and help that hair stay nice and thick as you get a little bit older. There's over 13,000 reviews online. That does not lie. There's eight-week clinical trials that prove that 9 out of every 10 users notice measurably improved volume to their hair. So right now, you can get a $20 off plus free delivery offer for your first order if you go to 2MinuteClub.com. That's the number 2MinuteClub.com/KFC, and you're going to get $20 off instantly, or use the code KFC at checkout. Either way, you're going to get $20 off that first delivery of Pura de Or. Save the money, wash your hair, grow your hair, and then you don't have to worry about people making fun of you online when you go to the Golden Globes and you put your head down and you show your ridiculous bald spot that looks like someone set your head on fire. So I got a text message over the weekend. There's a stoolie named Paul out there who was pretty sick and got a kidney donated to him by his brother, which I just think is a wild, wild story in general. He's recovering now. His brother is recovering well, so shout out to those two guys. It's something that you would obviously like. I mean, I would give my kidney up real quick, but I would hold it over your head for fucking ever, dude. If I ever gave anybody my kidney, you better believe I am cashing in on that favor for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, you lock in. It's just like a favor.
In perpetuity.
It's like, oh, yeah, in perpetuity.
That sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, kidneys, you got two of them. As long as I could survive with one of them, debatable. I'd probably get sick after it and be like, dude, I need that kidney back.
Like, you're moving. You need to move and be like, you'd be like, my kidney is moving all my shit to my new house. So get to work.
I'd be an Indian giver on my kidney. I'd probably end up taking it back. I feel like you have to do it if you're family, right?
You have to.
But let's say it's not family. How close do you need to be to give someone a kidney?
I give any of people who I consider my friends, I have a small number of.
Okay, so like,
but
would I make the list? Would I
yeah,
get a
you
kidney?
Make the list.
Okay,
but
I'm honored.
It's
consider
I
this
mean,
a binding
there's
contract.
There's no lose situation in giving a kidney.
You could die on the operation.
I said what
table.
I said.
Again, you have to remember, he hates himself.
Like, it's perfect.
Yeah,
there's really nothing.
Like, what an honorable way to go out, you mean?
That's fine, or not. Like,
I'm dead, and I don't have to live anymore.
A discharge is fine, too, whatever you want to do. But it's just, and then if you survive, it's fucking, I mean, like we just said, it's forever. Not only do you get to hold it over your head, the sympathy. And
you're a hero.
The heroism that comes with it.
Oh, yeah.
You're disgusting.
Oh, no. I almost want to give up my kidney just for that.
Yo,
anybody out there, if I'm a match,
it. I was like,
you can have mine. I'm a hero for the rest of time. I don't need to be like
that. That would be. I'd be like, hey, this is my buddy Kevin. I gave him a kidney. I would tell everyone that. It would be the best.
First thing out of my mouth. Yeah.
You
know, in my Twitter bio.
You guys are so sleazy.
Oh, are you kidding me? You're not going to cash in on that? You're going to go under the knife?
I would absolutely.
Give up an organ from your body and not cash in on the.
I would cash in on it, but I'm not like. I like to think that if I were to do that, it would be out of. Like the genuine
goodness, of,
goodness
your
of my heart.
What an idiot.
I mean, I would also. Oh my God. I can't even believe like what terrible people you are. I'm not saying that I wouldn't also cash in on like the benefits of it. But yeah, like if I'm going to give someone my kidney, it's not because of those benefits.
It's damn close. It's a coin flip for me.
It is. Kevin, with you, it's 100% for me. It is solely for me. I'd walk around life. I'd never wear a shirt ever again. I don't care how fat I got. Just so people go, where'd that scar come from? Gave my friend a kidney.
Yo, I mean, it is the best.
He was dying.
Icebreaker. Not icebreaker, but it's the best, like, party story, hot cocktail hour, happy hour sort of discussion ever. You're the most interesting guy every time you say that story.
100%. It's such a no-brainer. There's no. It's. And look, I don't want to die in a painful way, but if you go on the table, you go on the table. It doesn't hurt. right? Yeah. You don't wake up.
You just go to sleep and you don't wake up.
You don't sleep and you don't
unless
wake
you're
up.
One of those rare cases that wakes up during their operation.
That's
and your brain is wide awake, but your body cannot.
I saw that
move.
Ryan Felipe movie. Disaster. That was horrible.
That happens. That happens.
What was
in
that
real
Ryan
life.
Felipe movie called? Awake or something like that? That shit was good. That fucking. I'm gonna put that on the list, John. I'm gonna watch that movie again soon.
Note to self.
But yeah, there's. God damn it. But I'm gonna start poisoning
what if,
you.
What are you gonna
so
do
I can
if
give you a kidney? What's a poison?
What happens? What happens if this? Like, what if you give, like, let's say, an acquaintance your kidney just for the glory of it, and then what if someone like your mother really needs a kidney and you could have given it to her, but instead you wasted it on this fucking glory and you could have saved your mom's life?
I have four siblings.
What if you're the only match? You're gonna feel like an idiot.
I'm not.
I hope that happens to you. Just so that
cool. My mom dies.
No, I take it back. No, I didn't say that. I hope it's a sibling. I'll say that.
You have a sibling dies.
I mean, that's like not as bad, right? As your mom.
No, I
wouldn't you feel bad?
I would make sure that one of my siblings matched too.
Before
you just willy nilly handing out kidneys.
Before I just started fucking throwing them around like change to homeless people, I would.
John's like, take them both.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would make sure that one of my siblings matched a relative. My mom and my dad. I don't really care.
That's a really hard question, though. Like, who. What about you, Kevin?
What? Like,
who would you give it to?
I would keep it to family.
Like, blood relation.
No, that's not actually true. I have friends, I have a short list. But it's tough. It's like, you know, it's like anything else. You're making an invite list, and there's always people who are right on the fringe.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's like,
the thing.
Hey,
and it came down to it.
Hey, Donnie, we're good buds, but I'm not giving you my kidney, man. You're not getting any of my organs. You're a good friend. You're even like, I'll give you a couch to crash on friend. You're not a you can have my organ friend. That's a big jump.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have some friends that I absolutely would. I just don't know how far that ring
because then the flip side is that you're the asshole who didn't give the kidney. Like, what if the guy just dies?
Yeah.
Like,
that's tough.
And that's on you.
That's
or
her.
What if they live? Then you'll always be that.
Yeah, that's true. I'd almost rather than just die and be like, well, I don't know. Sorry,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because that guy would call you every day, like, hey, dude, remember that time you didn't give me a kidney?
Yeah.
That friendship's just over after that.
Yeah, it's 100%.
That's a really good friendship test.
Would you give me an organ?
Like,
oh, that would be
I
a good,
could
like,
pretend
prank.
That,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you came to me like you, like doctors and everything, and like, yo, you guys are a match. I'd be like,
oh, come on.
That was a test and you failed. You know what? I'm totally going to do that to Tony.
Real quick, we'll wrap it up. Last little segment here as you bring up spouses because I think that's a good way to end it. BetDSI.com. This episode was brought to you by BetDSI. MLB is coming up. We got MMA. Shout out to Meryl Streep. We got all sorts of sporting events and life events to place bets on, and BetDSI is one of the most trusted online sports books out there to make your lines to win that money. They have live in-game wagering, which means you can place bets throughout the entire games, the entirety of all events. They got great customer service available 24/7, 365. They got a great reputation of fast payment on winnings, which, let's be honest, that's the most important part. Oh, no, wait, that's not the most important part. The most important part is my promo code KFC200, which gets you a 200% bonus on your first deposit. So that means if you sign up for BetDSI today and you deposit $500, you're going to have $1,000 worth of total credits to toss around to make that money. What's better than that? Free money, folks. You're also going to get $10 for free just for registering, so you can toss that on a long shot and maybe make some cash on a big bet. Go to BetDSI.com, promo code KFC200. I saw this going, I think it was on Twitter. Where was it? I don't even know. The question is, so let's say your girlfriend, your wife, your spouse gets sentenced to 16 years in prison. You can erase her sentence or his sentence by doing 90 days. Do you do it?
Yes.
I mean, I have to.
That is one thing I would absolutely do for the glory, because I could make Tony do anything if I did that.
Oh, you're such a terrible person.
No, but that's different, right?
Saving a life? It's different?
I don't know why, but
it's different. It's not at all. We're
because
actually much
not,
more honorable.
It's our
ends are much more better than yours.
It's not a life or death situation. Like, you're kind of a dick if you're not saving somebody's life just for the sake of saving their life. But, like, this is a convenience thing, right? Like,
I feel 16 years in jail is slightly more than inconvenient.
I was going to say, you might be saving a life. I'm not making it through 16 years in jail. I'm definitely dying before 16 days in jail. 16 minutes.
Wait, what? What is the crime?
Who cares? Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter, because what if he's like a pedophile?
Let's say.
I was gonna be like, what if it was like the woman he was sleeping with murdered, and he's an acquaintance
associate? Let's say he's wrongly imprisoned.
Wrongly imprisoned, 100%. I would. Yeah, a year and a half in jail. You'd probably honestly get off in a year.
I said 90 days.
Oh, I thought it was 90. Why did I think a year and a half?
90 weeks? That's not even a year and a half either.
Yeah. I totally, in my mind, that was a year and a half. So, 90 weeks?
90 days. 90 days. 30, wait, 3 months.
Why are you trying to put yourself in jail for so much longer than you have to
right.
be?
3 months.
So, 3 months.
Well, now you're definitely going to do it.
Yeah, that's like nothing.
Well, what's funny,
Asha's like reconsidering now because she feels it as a trick.
Not enough.
Really a trick.
No, what? How is this even a question? Wait.
Yo,
what
I
do you
would
guys
not
think?
Last 90 days in prison, so I would like that's a big deal.
Yeah, no.
Like 90 days, we're talking like jail.
Yeah,
like prison.
You
prison,
wouldn't
like,
do it
Kevin,
for the mother of your child.
No, well, see, this is the thing. I would have to do it because if not. At the end of 16 years, when my wife gets out of prison, she's coming to murder me. She's coming to murder me or hold it over my head. What would be worse? I think I would rather her just kill me.
Because that's the rest of your life.
Head. Right. I would rather just die than her be like, every single day we wake up, remember the time you didn't rescue me from prison?
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's doghouse, uncharted territories of the doghouse.
Although I will say it's easier for me to say yes because I bet 3 months in women's jail is not as bad as...
3 months in guys' jail.
3 months in guys' jail. Like, even that one time that I spent the night in Central Bookings, walking through the guys' side was like, I was frightened. And then when I got to the girls' side, we were like...
I could do this.
We were talking about our nails. You know what I mean?
What like, did you go to jail for?
Shoplifting.
Oh, right.
So I can only imagine that actual jail or prison is probably so much worse. And plus, like... The rape situation is probably worse on
worse.
The men's side.
Right.
Sitch.
Yeah,
it's the rape sitch.
The whole rape scene's a little different. Fights, would you do it for for your potential wife one day?
Yeah, definitely. I've done the jail thing a time or two. I feel like I'm pretty hateable, but also, when you get to know me, I feel like I'm pretty likable. So I think I could.
I'd say I would vouch for that exact statement right there.
I think in 90 days I could have something of a George Bluth situation. Maybe they'd fucking beat the shit out of me a few times,
and then they'd be like, "This guy's pretty cool.
He's actually not bad." All right.
Wait, but talk about things you don't want to go through 20 times before.
That's true.
Before getting to the good part,
yeah, they would just rape me for a few weeks and then we'd be buds.
And not only that's not like gentle, like opening your asshole up rape. That is like beating you up, shower floor, no lube, bloody
that's
rape.
That's
well,
cologne.
But also I don't think I'm gonna get raped that hard.
You don't think?
Oh, geez.
I'm pretty sure it would be really hard.
I don't think so, man. I don't know. I think everything is so dramatized in movies. So in my mind, prison rape's not as bad as it is in Oz. I don't know. Maybe it's like a little.
It's probably a lot worse.
Yeah, that's.
You're right. Maybe. They probably like tone it down for television, John. I think it's a lot worse.
All right, maybe I'm wrong, but again, like.
Also,
I don't
you
really
wouldn't.
Have a choice.
You would like have to become like a Nazi. Person.
Yeah, you gotta go with the Aryan Nation once you're in there. You gotta decide.
Those are my guys.
Where would I go?
Oh, the Asians are screwed.
You guys are too quiet and math oriented. You're not well represented.
There's
in
no
the
skill.
System.
The math doesn't do shit for you in prison. You could be like, I'm a porn
star.
I
guess the Yakuza or whatever their names are.
Yeah, but they're not in jail in America.
There are definitely some underlings in jail.
Not in America.
Maybe.
I don't know. You
could be the queen bee.
No, thanks. I'm not.
In every show I've ever seen.
Not interested in leading
show,
the Asian demographic.
Especially
in prison.
For 90 days.
Every prison show, movie, whatever, now that we're talking about it, I've never seen the Japanese. It's always
Hispanic.
Chinese.
Even the Chinese, I don't
see
very often.
Yeah, no, like in Orange is the New Black, there's one Chinese person and one half Asian.
Well, that
but
I'm talking about
white.
Factions. Like, what...
The Aryan Nation,
those
the Latinos,
Nation,
and the blacks, the
blacks,
brothers.
Latinos, so the three.
Yeah, no, there's... What happened?
You know why? Because the Asians are dead. They get to prison, then everyone just kills them.
Stop.
Yeah, you're fucked. 90 days, you wouldn't make it. You'd be dead because you're not, because you are a weird minority.
No, if I have a plan. If I were to go to jail, I would immediately, I'd go for the job at the library.
Okay,
that's
Shawshank.
Obviously the best. No, it's obviously the best job in jail. Like, first of all, if there's heating anywhere, I feel like it would be in the library. Also, if you get internet access anywhere, it would probably be in the library. And if there's one place that there's like no fights and rapes, it's probably the library. Also, I would immediately become someone's bitch. Like, I don't even care. I'm not even gonna try. I'm going to become someone's bitch. She can fuck
bitch,
me
bitch
however she wants. But just, like, protect me.
Asa sounds like she'd like prison. She'd go to the library and have sex with somebody.
So I'm like, not a year and a half.
I don't disagree with everything you said. I do think you're in a unique position in the whole bitch part.
Yeah, like, she could be a bitch a lot easier than the rest of us. You kind of do that for a living.
No. Okay, that's, like, really incredibly an offensive thing to say.
I don't say you don't do it for a living, but you, like, have done it before in your living.
No, I'm not saying that, like, yes, I probably love sex more than the average person, but that doesn't mean I can't get raped.
No.
I don't know that you knew that when you said
I didn't say
that.
It, so don't point at me. I didn't say anything.
It seemed like you were in agreement.
That was
though.
Absolutely the most offensive thing I have ever said in my life.
I don't know.
When you really break it down, that was bad. That was bad.
But the likelihood that I would like the rape more than other people, probably, yeah.
Yes.
That's you even say you would like it more than
other
people.
Even
no
by
one
like,
else has it in this like spectrum. The fact that I'd probably like it more. No!
No,
even would like
not,
it more.
Not on the Kinsey scale here.
Not I would probably like it more. I mean, like, is there a slight chance I would be more okay with it than the average person? Maybe yes.
Okay, that's
maybe
what I was
slightly
at.
Yes.
That's all I was getting at. Yeah. All right, we are absolutely ending on that note. KFC Radio, Season 2, Episode 11, in the books. My nigga's ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds, too. My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My nigga's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds,
you cannot talk about rape.
All set.
It's not even an elephant. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe. I take your beat right from you.